You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got local, we got state, we got national, sometimes we got international, and yeah, we cover down on all of it, like the dude just said. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Thursday, which is like the least officious day of the week, I think. Well, maybe Tuesday is. Today's Friday Eve. That's the better preference for how we label it. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good on this Thursday.
On this Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, Thursdays, me, don't work out so well. But today, I'm okay.
You're good. Thank you for pushing all the buttons in my absence yesterday.
Hey, it was very lonely in here without you.
It was quiet. But too quiet.
I did still wear pants, just so you know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Since I was the only one here.
Okay, good. Wow.
For a little while.
Well, you were asked about last night, I mean, over and over again. So last night we had an amazing time. Before I even go into what today's show is, I was really stoked to be over there at Terry's Pizza on Bailey Cove Road, me, Dale Jackson, Congressman Mo Brooks, and Mecca Music, doing a talk through about what we were expecting for the debate, which happened thereafter. And we had a ton of Right Side ruffians. I mean, like, the room was largely filled with Right Side ruffians.
You showed me some pictures.
Yeah.
I was a little jealous that I didn't get to meet everybody.
Well, that was going to say, though, but every other time they'd say, hey, you're Phil, where's Boomer? That happened over and over again. Oh, you're the Phil. Okay,
apparently,
Phil.
We're never not together.
Yeah, love the show. Where's Boomer? I was like, okay. He couldn't be here. He had to run the board. Anyway, you are much loved, my brother.
Well, I'm excited to meet everybody soon.
All right, well, good. I got pictures up on my social media. You can see a few of them. Anyway, thank you to all of you who came out last night. Had a great time with you. So today is going to be a full show. Here's what we're going to do. A little different than usual. I've set up a series of short calls. Want to get some debate insights from people who are, you know, in and out of the show or host the show or provide commentary a lot. So, starting at 3 p.m., Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune, 3:15, Lee from Huntsville, 3:30, Sparky from Harvest, and 3:45, Jeff Poor. And then we got, believe it or not, still more, at 4 o'clock, we got Boomer and McQueen, and I suspect we'll talk about the debate in that one, too. Because I suspect you and McQueen got some questions, some concerns, some issues, some
yes.
Thoughts, some opinions.
Maybe all of it.
All of it. All right. That's a full slate, and then there's still even a triple dipper, so hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So before we dive right into all the debate discussion, I want to talk about Biden for a minute. Number one on the triple dipper, I'm calling it, is he in or out? Is he in or out? Is he really going to run? Because he's sure not looking like it. And I've got an article here by Jason Chaffetz that really outlines it well. There's a lot of people out there speculating that his lackadaisical approach is either A, so completely, you know, presumptive that he's going to win, so why try? Or B, he's really not running, so why put out the effort? Number one, triple dipper, is he in or out? Number two, debate insights. That's all those conversations we're going to have, including with Boomer and McQueen. So, yeah, number two on the triple dipper, debate insights. And then number three, if we can get to it. If we can get to it. Number three, I'm calling it rabid Russia. We got to look international on this one. Did you hear about Yevgeny Prigozhin's plane being shot down yesterday? He's the head of the mercenary Wagner group, and his plane went down yesterday. I'm just surprised it took that long. We'll talk about it. Rabid Russia, number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump into my comments. And I will remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care, a great chain of medical clinics across North Alabama. They've got them in locations like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. Anyway, Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, always so clean. The staff is so great. And they are the sponsors of the daily Right Side Way monologue. So let me jump in here. And I will just start off by saying, You know, it's just hard living in the first world. Just hard living in the first world, you know? You hear about the third world or even the second world, countries where the questions and concerns revolve around things like whether or not there will be a next meal or whether the warring factions are going to come burn down your village. But here in the first world, folks could get upset because the foam was not right on their Grande pumpkin spice latte. Yeah, that's a classic first world problem. It's all a matter of perspective, really. In one part of the world, the question is not whether or not to walk, but how far you have to walk. While here in the first world, we have a whole new layer of first world problems that come in the form of things like range anxiety, because you're not sure if your $90,000 Rivian SUV is going to make it the full distance to your beach house on a single charge. The first world too often doesn't have a clue. A whole day can be set into a ruinous position in the first world by merely having your Wi-Fi go down or misplacing your AirPods. In the first world, we set up silly rules like you can't wear white after Labor Day. Meanwhile, in the third world, every day is Labor Day because every day requires labor, and you wear what you have because that's all you have. In the first world, armies can't train and farmers can't farm and hunters can't hunt if, God forbid, the EPA finds evidence of a red-cockaded woodpecker or a snail darter anywhere within a five-mile radius. This week, a story broke that cadets at West Point have been tasked with developing ways the military academies can move towards being truly carbon neutral. Because in the first world, the military fights climate change. Because in the first world, climate change is an existential threat. Yeah, in the first world. In the first world, it is quite possible to walk into a closet full of clothes and come out and announce you have nothing to wear. In the first world, you can have a real problem with the fact that your DoorDash got the food from the kitchen to your front door in more than 15 minutes. In the first world, it can be a real pain to run out of toilet paper or have to squeeze really hard to get the last of the toothpaste out of the tube. I mean, life is rough in the first world, man, just rough. But like I said, it's first world problems. And I'll be honest, I'm guilty of it too. Forgot my phone charger. Can't find the remote for the TV. Who turned the thermostat down? What happened to same-day delivery? Why is the fast food line always so backed up? I've been irritated at all those things because I live in the first world. But every once in a while, your perspective gets restored. Some years ago, I was a speaker on a mission trip to Reynosa, Mexico, just across the border from McAllen, Texas. It was a working mission trip. We were building houses, quote unquote. But really, calling them houses was a stretch. On one of the builds, we built a rock-solid wood frame, raised floor building that was only 10 feet by 10 feet. We built wood platforms three high for the family members to use as beds because it was a husband and wife and three kids that were living in a dirt floor shack about the same size right next to it. Oh, and the husband, he was handicapped. He had a large tricycle-typed wheeled chair that he turned the pedals on with his hands. So we added a ramp to get in and out of the new house. And they were ecstatic. They were excited. They were appreciative. And I came home, and I realized the garden shed in my backyard was about the equivalent of the house I just helped build in Reynosa, Mexico. Except that my shed actually had glass windows and a locking door. First world problems. It's about perspective. It's about having a sense of gratitude. It's about looking at our blessings and telling God, I do not take this for granted. Okay, in that vein, one of my favorite movies also stars one of my favorite actors, The Book of Eli, starring Denzel Washington. Boomer's already shaking his head. So good. I have watched it multiple times. If you have not seen this movie, you need to. It's set in a post-apocalyptic world. Denzel Washington plays a man named Eli who's walking across what used to be America. And he's carrying the last Bible in the world, and he believes his mission is to, quote, take it out west. He doesn't know where. He just knows to go west. And he fights, and he struggles, and he reads the Bible daily, and he quotes it often. And he walks like that for 30 years until in the movie he comes into a small survivor town run by a bad guy who wants his Bible. Now, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. Suffice to say, this is the first world that has been pushed back to the 10th or 11th world in the movie. It's a dark time filled with depravity and despair and deterioration and a total lack of consistency. And at one point in the movie, Eli is talking with a young lady who asks him what it was like back before. And Eli, in his quiet but firm voice, he said, people had more than they needed. We had no idea what was precious and what wasn't. We threw away things that people kill each other for now. It's about perspective. I mean, what if you went to bed one night in the first world and you woke up in the third world? What would you do? How would you get by? Can you handle third world problems? You see, it's about perspective. Lee Greenwood, country music artist Lee Greenwood, he labeled it pretty well in the opening lines to his classic song, Proud to Be an American. He said, quote, if tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. So yeah, think about where you are. The darkest alley in America is often better than the so-called roads in some places in the world. If the average American goes to the sink and turns a handle, clean drinking water comes out. When we flip the switch by the door, we actually expect the lights to come on. And if you missed the turn to the gas station, there's likely going to be another one within minutes. Not having work? That's technically a choice in America. If your charging cable is too short, you can order a new one and have it here in days without leaving your couch. You can pause live TV, remote start your car, adjust your thermostat, dim the lights, boost your Wi-Fi signal, and have your trash picked up at the curb. It's first world, so don't complain. In fact, in the first world, if you don't like something, you more often than not have options that allow you to actually make some changes. So yeah, I'll end with this. In the book of Eli, later in the movie, that same young lady he had been talking to before, she realized Eli was leaving and she told him, I want to come with you. To which he replied, no, you don't. She said, I hate it here. He said, then change it. In the first world, you always have options. The whole thing, it's really about your perspective. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And it's amazing. In fact, what's funny is I put that together a couple of nights ago, knowing that I was going to be gone last night, and did not know when I mentioned the fact that in the first world, you can get mad because the foam wasn't right on your grande pumpkin spice latte, only to find out today is the day they launched pumpkin spice lattes at Starbucks. I did not know that. This was not done with that in mind. It's just a clear indication we live in the first world, and we should not take it for granted. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Text lines are indeed open, as which many of y'all have already found out. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. If you're texting in for the very first time, by the way, text the word right side, all one word, right side, to that number, 833-68-RIGHT. And you'll get an automated message back that says something like, hey, you right side ruffian. Glad to welcome you to the show or something like that. Tell us your first name and where you're from, which, by the way, boom, is so funny because last night people were walking into Terry's Pizza, like JT from Lacey Springs, you know, and Lee from Huntsville, and they all self-identified as the name we call them on the show. Hey, right. I'm JT from Lacey Springs. JT, Lacey Springs.
Because that's what we call them. That's how we know them.
Chris from Madison.
Great way to introduce you. Yeah. I mean, I like that.
Yeah.
It helps us.
It helps us a lot. But anyway, it was just very cool. People calling in. Allison from Madison was there. She just texted in, I think. Is that her? Allison from Madison. Says, I'm hijacking John from Huntsville's Daily Grades. It was such a pleasure to meet you. That is Allison. That's the same Allison.
Hey.
I've got her picture with me and some others on Twitter right now. Pleasure to meet you last night. You get an A double plus. However, you would have received an A triple plus if you had called in Butters so that Boom Shakalaka could have participated too. See, I told you. Everybody kept asking where you were. So we should have gotten Butters in here. If we had thought about it, we could have done that.
Yeah, if we would have thought, we just didn't think that far ahead.
Rats. What else we got? Crazy Joe from Decatur. He sent a meme because that's how he communicates with us. Crazy Joe communicates in memes.
Yes. Was Crazy Joe there?
No, I don't recall Crazy Joe there.
Okay.
Do not touch thermostat. Some family members treat the thermostat like a combination safe. Yeah, he heard me in the monologue. Who touched the thermostat? Chappie from Madison says, Phil, mission trips to third world countries should be mandated for all Alabama high school students. Their perspectives will be forever changed. Great monologue, brother. Thank you, Chappie. Appreciate that.
We were just kind of talking about that just right beforehand. Yeah. Not mandatory, but just that I mean, the experiences that I've had being able to go on mission trips to third world countries and others, I mean, I think that just gives you a whole new perspective of life.
I think it'd be amazing if one day your sister could go back to Ukraine with your, you know, your younger kids and show them where she grew up.
Yes. I mean, because we've tried to explain to even my son, who's six. So he's there where he can think of things. And we're like, do you realize your aunt is from a different country? He just gives you a blank stare for a second. A different Ukraine? And then she talks a different language. I mean, so I can't wait for that that moment.
That's gonna be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got? Clint from Athens. Just said Clint from Athens. That's brand new in the text string. I just realized I'm talking. Okay, Clint from Athens. We're welcome to it, brother. Glad to add you to the group. We got you in the system now. Shanna from Jemison says, right on target, brother. Thank you, Shanna. John from Huntsville. See, I told you John went there last night because John Sunset, I chickened out last night, but I did listen to the debate on WVNN last night. In my opinion, Phil, you won the debate with an A double plus and Mo Brooks in second place, the winner of the overall debate. The other debate was Donald Trump. He debated himself with Tucker.
So, John, how can you chicken out of last night when there's pizza?
There's pizza.
Pizza.
I mean,
I think you like pizza.
At least. Pizza. Brian from Huntsville, extra credit for mission trips. Okay, there you go. A couple more here. Steve from Huntsville. You were asking if Biden in or out. I don't think it's lackadaisical. I think he's fully expecting to win because the fix is still in. There you go. And then Tony from Piedmont said, Ramaswamy wins, as I figured. Fox News and everyone else loses. Okay. All right. Hey, and one more. Brandon from Athens is texting and said, I miss Ukraine. I've been there 2 or 3 years on mission trips. So thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that. Boomer, you are I got to change the subject.
Yeah.
You are working on something. Football season is upon us.
Oh, man. I know there's some ruffians out there that are excited about football, probably as much as I am. So we are in the midst of creating a college pick'em. So it's a game. If you've never played a college pick'em game or any type of pick'em game, basically like between 12 and 20 games pop up on your screen and you just pick the one that you think is going to win.
Per week or overall?
Per week.
Okay.
So every week it'll just pop up, I believe, on like Monday or Tuesday where you can pick. And you can go back through and repick if you want to go. Like, if you make your picks on Monday and you want to repick on Thursday before the game, you can go repick them. And then they close out, you know, when the game starts. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it'll keep track of whoever's winning the most of them. And that'd be fun.
Yeah. So people can just sign up to be a part of the Ruffian Pick'em.
Yeah. So I'll send out a text to everybody probably tomorrow. And then also put it on our website.
All right.
And it'll be like how to join the group ID and our password to get in, and then you just have to, you know, create an account and start making your picks.
Yeah, and by the way, we make it a point not to abuse the fact that we got this texting system that we can send you message on. We try not to do that, but we did it once before for our NCAA March Madness you put together. Went perfect. We had a ton of signups. So, yes, we will notify you through the texting system. If you want to be part of the pick 'em and you're not already in the texting system, we just got another one.
There we
go. Dan from Morgan City just got in.
It'll be a fun thing to put on for all of us.
Absolutely. All right, the music's playing. The pastor got a cop talking. We're going to take a break right now. We will come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.